potential legislation coming forward to us in the veto session on the vaping issue. As most of your listeners have been following, there have been 69 people in Illinois who have been ill because of the vaping, and it's interesting that 75 to 80% of those are actually using lacing that vaping product with some illegally purchased THC-laced ingredients. So, you know, still trying to identify, is it actually the vaping or the e-cigarettes that's causing the problems? But it seems to be more it's what the cartridges, the illegally purchased THC that they're putting on this. A couple pieces of legislation, one that does away with flavored tobacco and vaping, and then one that does away with flavored tobacco, vaping, and includes the THC that's being black marketed and illegally purchased, those cartridges also being a targeted item. You know, we're going to legalize marijuana the 1st of January, but this would be another product that we'd want to possibly look at preventing that from being used.
Have you made up your mind on any of those pieces of legislation yet, or are you still studying those?
I'm still waiting to see what comes out. The last one I discussed was recently introduced by Representative Worley. It's still in the building process or the writing process. The other piece of legislation is already out there. I'm getting a lot of emails, a lot of remarks from people from the business community who are concerned that their shops may close because of this. So, you know, when you do away with the flavored tobaccos, that's somebody's business who makes those. So we just got to kind of look at everything.